Heavenly Father, we pause to thank you for creating the physical principles that permit flight and for creating the minds that discovered how to utilize it. And thank you also for this fine facility that's been entrusted to us in this wonderful area of the world to live in. And guide us and direct us today. In your name we pray. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford.
Here.
Daniel Klein.
Here.
Andy Lazar.
Here.
Ed Savage is back. Excuse me, Jeremy. We have home.
30 minutes for the year December the 13th, this is the meeting that's held at Landmark.
I weren't here, but I read them all, so assuming they're accurate, I'll move their approval.
Okay.
Second, yes.
No further discussion, I guess, since we're going to discuss on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Then stand through. Unfinished business, terminal grants, 2-6 and the next.
Yep. Good afternoon.
Hello.
On the terminal project, we're still trying to work through our grant match dilemma. We need about $2 million to match what the state has offered us. Our finance department, they're still closing up fiscal year 12, but they believe that the airport revenues won't exceed our expenses. Kind of puts us a little backwards. Could be about $50,000 backwards on fiscal year 12. Was advised recently that our working capital is about $500,000. Had some issues late last week on that number. Thursday, I was advised that our working capital was a mere $95,000. This is about a year and a half after they told us it was $850,000. So finances, they got a lot going on. Needless to say, I lost a few years over the weekend trying to figure out what the heck was happening. I got a call Monday saying that they revised their numbers, and now we're looking at closer to about $500,000, which is, in my calculations, a lot more realistic to where we are in a fund balance scenario based on the spending that we had over the previous year. The airfield electric upgrades, we spent $50,000 on the warehouse. And there's a few other grant matches in there as well. So I think $500,000 is more in line. After we're done with the runway 826 project, it'll be closer to about $400,000 because our match on that project is about $100,000. We're still looking at funding methods for the terminal. Everything's on the table at this point, including another department such as water and sewer or the electric utility that has several $1 million in reserves in owning the terminal in the short term, and then the airport being able to buy it back once our finances are back in shape, when we get another FBO in here, we can renegotiate the lease. We've got some other contracts that have a phased rent increase. In 2 years, we'll start getting $50,000 a year from the SSI rent across the way, and there's a few others as well. So everything's on the table. We're still working it out, including pushing the project back to 2018 or somewhere to where it makes it more feasible for the airport to afford to match $2 million grant. The disappointment in our current fiscal year funding is, even if the city were to do some sort of an interest-free loan or a balloon type payment for a short term match to at least get the grant money flowing initially, if our expenses are higher than our revenues, we wouldn't be able to afford any kind of a payment without it coming out of our fund balance. We need to keep some sort of reserve. So the short of it is we're still looking into it. We still have till May to make a decision on that $1 million grant that's out there. Working with the state, they understand. They understand that we have to push that back another year, that they're amicable to doing that.
Working with an FPO, the current FPO or another FPO, roughly determined, would it, if we looked at this before, there would be, it would necessitate a new lease with either Landmark or someone to be determined. Part of the debt service could come in that.
Yeah.
And the other part that we looked at was we determined there's a lot more demand for things like car rentals and those kind of things. So it was a multi-use facility that we had. It's hard to dial these into it, but you could estimate them. Could get a fair amount of rent out of just other office space within that facility. So that, is that being cranked into your projections, or you're just kind of leaving that neutral?
It's all on the table. We're doing the business analysis on it, and figuring out the rent and the profits that we would get from the car rentals. We get more right now on car rentals and fees from the concession fee on the car rentals than we do from the rent on the car rentals. A lot of them are already paying. Well, not a lot of them. I'd say, well, Hertz is already at about $19 a square foot. The problem is they wouldn't be leasing a lot of terminal space for their operation. So the amount of revenue we would get, or the increase over what we're already getting right now, wouldn't be substantial. We're almost making $300,000 a year on the concessions from the car rentals, which we would get regardless of whoever they were renting space from.
So we would have not in that.
Yeah.
Well, you look at, if you go anywhere, I rent cars all the time as I travel, and there's always this fee for the airports, and some of them, some of these big cities in California and other places are like $25 a day you're paying for, like, for the airport.
For instance, in Orlando, they're upwards around 10 to 12% of the car rental total rate, or total fee for your rental contract. It's nice that they can charge that. They have a captive audience. If we went to push that percentage up, we would just push they would. There's half a dozen Hertz locations and Enterprise locations and Avis locations throughout Ocala. They would just relocate.
Do we have any idea how many rentals are actually coming from the airport versus the city of Ocala?
Like numbers of cars that move.
Yeah, it'd just be interesting to know.
They don't provide that information.
Well, we do have a draw, even though we didn't have airline service, there is GA traffic, but people go looking to rent a car, and where do you rent a car? You rent at the airport, someone says, where's the airport? Yeah. So they come here looking for a car, so they're getting incidentally, even though we're not a airline.
Yeah.
Definitely. I wasn't speaking so much of that as I was, Dr. Bezos is an example. When Dr. Bezos was renting a spot, I'm not sure you want to rent Bezos a spot again. But he provided a nice service. But there are other things like him that could be taken into account. If we could do some kind of, we might be able to build 3 stories tall and rent a lot of office space on the top floor, because people just want to be at the airport and have a view of it. You sell whatever you got. So from a developmental standpoint, Jerry could probably get some help on that. If we could find out some tenants who really want to be here and would pay a premium to be on the airport as opposed to down service the boulevard, that could be cranked in. For a restaurant on the top, they have a view to be open in the evening to do more things. And if you look at that, because that's revenue that right now we're not, it's not even in the picture, and we're not getting, and could be significant. The car rental, I didn't pick it.
I got you.
Although if you made it a nice bigger terminal, had more room for car rentals, maybe nationally show up in there.
Yeah, national/enterprise.
Yeah, enterprise by national.
It's all under the same brand.
There's
a lot of other companies.
Or you what, yeah.
Maybe Dollar, you know, any of those. I can.
So I think that people turn national cars in, that they rent it to other locations, maybe turn it into us.
I think you've got to have a partner for this, terminal, one of the most logical ones, the next step.
Yeah.
Which does put you back, but that's just the way it is.
Any other questions on the terminal? No? Moving on to runway 826. We had the bid opening on December 17th. It was about $34,000. Well, with the bid, it pushed the total project cost $34,000 over the grant amount. So we approached the state. We said we needed a supplemental JPA, Joint Participation Agreement, and they agreed. That increases our match about $6,000. We went to council last Tuesday. They approved and awarded the project to Asphalt Paving Systems Incorporated. We have a pre-construction meeting on February 7th coming up, and we haven't established when they're going to realize, but typically it'll be about a month later. This was the project that spurred the $95,000 number from finance, saying that we couldn't even afford to provide the match on that. I had called Terry last week, warning him that we could be in for a fight with finance and mobilize the troops, so to speak, but they found their error.
That's quite an error. I mean, you know,
$400,000. Yeah. So the total project cost is $522,000, and again, 80% of that is paid for through the state, and our match is about 20% of that, just over $100,000. I'll save my comments for later on that. But
Question on this. That's for the 75-foot wide?
No.
How wide is the runway?
It's 50 wide now. The alternate on the bid was to bring it out to 60.
And that
would have cost an additional $100,000 on top of it. Okay. We elected not to pursue that for a couple reasons.
Well, the idea was if we got a bid that was so much lower than the grant, then we'd look at it.
Yeah, I mean, if it financially made sense, we would have done it in a heartbeat. But one thing that we're looking at in the master plan is flip-flopping, and I think I mentioned this before, flipping the runway with the taxiway. This would push the safety area even further away from the runway 18 safety area, and we may be able to regain that displaced threshold on the north end of the long runway. So by changing that up a little bit of an alignment change, we might be able to gain some of that property back on the main runway, and we'll still be able to have it. That being said, pursuing that type of a project, that's probably 10 years down the road, you know, making that flip. But we didn't want to make that additional investment in the runway now if that's going to happen. But all that's going to be analyzed in the master.
We were hanging on for their teeth and toenails before just to keep it.
Yeah. Now it's going to be brand new. So. And then on the master plan, the first meeting of the Master Plan Steering Committee is scheduled for February 7th at 5 p.m. It's a little bit later in the afternoon. People can get off work, attendants can come here after work, and participate. The goal of that meeting, the consultant will explain the process, review what's been accomplished to date. We'll get feedback and input from everyone. Conclude with the next steps and the anticipated schedule, next meetings and whatnot. It's a general introduction to the process. The consultants already started. They've done some preliminary analysis and inventory of the airport, things like that, looking at the forecast. We'll bring all that material to the table. We'll have a nice discussion on that. We'll get a formal invitation out in an email probably tomorrow morning.
Who's serving on that now? It's Airport Board Plus.
It'll be the Airport Board, the Chamber, airport staff, all of the airport attendants. Mark Mundell, who's my boss, he still wasn't able to meet to come to this meeting. He's negotiating a pretty big deal for the city today. Astrida Trepovnik, And that's it so far.
We're going to hold this where?
It'll be here.
Here.
Yep. It'll be a nice round table.
That work?
Any other questions? No. 2 weeks from today. Construction update. As I said on 826, construction will probably happen in March 2013. Master plan steering committee will be February 7th. On the master drainage plan, the consultant is conducting soil borings and they're doing the analysis as we speak. I think today is pretty close to the last day of that. They'll analyze that for a couple of weeks and then present the final findings in February. I'll notify the board when that's going to happen. It may happen before the February board meeting. So we may publish a joint council meeting if they're going to make that publication. Oh, sorry, that the presentation at that time. Excuse me. On fuel and ops operations, we did 51,767 last year. It slipped a little from the year before. No word on an audit of our control tower operations just yet. Fuel sales, total year-to-date fuel deliveries were up 1.1%. Pretty negligible. 574,000 gallons.
What going back to the tower audit, is that what might trigger the city's contribution?
Could, yep.
Let me ask this.
When would that start?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I don't know if they would make it retroactive to the current calendar year or if it would be for the upcoming.
Any idea how much 25% would be?
$80,000.
Or do you have any sense of the political will to absorb that cost?
I haven't seen other airports get charged that yet. Not to my knowledge.
No, I mean, if it happened, I guess I'm asking to speculate. What do you mean? Not really one more speculating at this point.
Okay.
Let me ask this. There are other towers around. All this information is now public?
Yeah.
Could you get us next time just for informational purposes for Fort Leesburg?
Oh, sure.
New tower at Wilkesville, of course, it won't have.
St. Augustine.
Yeah, there's an internet link that lists all of those tower operations.
Funny matter of curiosity. So
sure, are they interested to know what Leesburg's doing? They have the same program we have, these towers?
Yep. Yeah, they sure do. Gainesville, Leesburg, Flagler.
We don't want to include Flagler, they're doing too good.
Oh man, they're the busiest contract tower in the nation right now.
Well, because it's attractive to schools?
Flight schools. A lot of touch and go traffic.
Again,
Gainesville's a good comparison, though.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a good comparison.
What about Leesburg? What do you think?
We'll be even with Leesburg, if I were a betting man.
And Leesburg's been in operation. How much longer has Leesburg been in operation?
About a year. But, I mean, they'll have a full year of 2012 operations as well as we do, so.
And no one's, the city's not paying any portion of that or any private party.
Not yet.
And Brooksville just came online?
I don't know if they did.
Yes.
They did.
I think Brooksville has the power up and running.
Okay.
Well, I heard.
Well, they'll have maybe a month or two then.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be logged. We can compare that to our monthly numbers as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be apples to apples. We had our FAA annual inspection a couple weeks ago. We received some high praises from the inspector. Everything on the airfield passed, all the paperwork passed. We had a glitch at the fuel farm. A component that passed an EPA inspection 5 days previous failed 5 days later when the FAA inspector looked at it. It's since been fixed. We're hoping that when he gets back to the office and compiles the report, that he'll overlook it and we'll get a nice glowing report again this year. So.
It actually failed. A lot of members will offend him from one investigator.
It was not a subjective.
Yeah, the guy, he thinks actually the spring actually popped. Like Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You can live with that.
It's bad luck. And, you know, it's not something that the inspector could just say, yeah, just fix it. He had to write it up.
Yeah.
So, overall, real proud of the staff, fire department, everybody pulled together, and everything was great. And this is our last year with our current inspector. Next year, we'll get a new one. But we've come a long way, real long way with our current inspector's help. And he's really helped us refine our operation and make it that much more efficient. And
he liked our light system.
He liked everything. The lights were great. He found a few items that he missed last year and gave us some recommendations to fix those and a little minor things. But stuff that's been in place for decades.
Well, we're way ahead of most airports in terms of the lighting system we have now. Already.
That's brand new.
State of the art.
But, you know, even we're a general aviation airport with a Part 139 FAA certificate, which means that we have to maintain all the paperwork, records, and oblige all the FARs and regulations. And our plans are not that much different than in Orlando or Tampa or even Gainesville. And that being said, Gainesville failed on their fire inspection records. So I just had to put that out there for the record. Is that thing working?
I can attest to the lights. I came down, I don't know, about a month ago, and the beacon was inoperative. Is it like working?
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, the beacon motor burned up, and you know, we've received complaints on that beacon ever since we installed it in the control tower. It was weak. It was too low. You couldn't see it. People mistook the happy lights over at McDonald's for the airport. You know, so when it burned out, our staff looked into upgrading it, and we were able to, we built a 2-foot riser, we swapped out some parts, we had to buy a brand new motor, but we were able to basically rewire the whole thing and made it a high intensity beacon that's 2 feet higher that you can clearly see from the ramp, so you'll know if the field's high or far or not. And
it's on top of the tower.
It's on top of the tower, same place where it was. And it looks great. Mm-hmm. How much money do you think we saved by doing it in house the way we did it? Saved about $3,000.
And we got brighter lights.
And we got brighter lights.
I gotta tell you, I hate to admit this, but I've been flying in and out of this airport for a long time. And I came back, tower was still open, it was well after dark, but and I knew where I was when I was at the airport, but I couldn't see it. I kept looking, and you know, then finally I was supposed to be called down then, and I kind of sheepishly asked him if he could bring the lights up a little bit. I thought I knew where I was. And when he brought those things up, it's like, you know, and they were, because he brought them all the way up. I hadn't seen them all the way up like that. I was like, wow.
Were you everywhere?
He admonished me a little bit. You were supposed to report downwind. You're halfway downwind. But anyway, good. You do brain surgery on those out there now. The light on it. It's frightening. Because I landed with a moment, it was like, it was way too bright.
And speaking about lights, the gate readers,
Yeah, there was another, and everybody does it, the little lights up, well, not the little lights on the keypads, is it? At night where you can actually see through the numbers if you're looking for a flashlight or the app on your cell phone.
It's another in-house creative thinking, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Motorcycle lights.
Yes, it was.
So thank you.
Very good, that's all I have.
Ted, what about the, you got everything in that, there was no new business. Are there any persons wishing to appear who are not on the agenda?
Why is everybody out there?
They just came to visit. Hey, it's a really slow day, this is the most exciting day ever on the airport.
It's pretty busy.
Okay.
Keeping positive events this year.
Pardon?
Keeping positive events to be better this year for us traffic wise.
I'm trying to help.
It's been pretty steady this time. I'm meeting my budget analyst, which I had increased by 3%. The last percent is good sign.
You got new owners yet?
Carlisle, that closed first of December, but we've seen those changes and they made no upper management nor lower management to keep us. So this is a smooth transition. We have our GM meeting in Charleston next month, so I'll get a chance to meet the Carlisle group.
Now, how many FBOs do they have?
They have it.
Yeah.
Carlisle is a, just finance, they're an international huge company. They owned us before. They owned us when they sold us to Dubai, and then Dubai wasn't allowed to hold FBOs. They kept our divisions, but had to sell the FBOs. So then we were owned for a year by Merrill Lynch through Dubai when Encore bought us, which was GTCR Platform Partners was the finance. Sold
us
back to Carlisle.
Sure, where
you start. They were also a good group, very well known,
lots. They bought one of the FBOs recently, Tudorboro.
Yes, they just sent for Tudorboro, I think it was like December 20th. And that's a huge, huge gain for them. They are number one location by far.
Mm-hmm. Well, having no other, anybody else have anything you want? Here's why don't you get happy things to say. We don't have happy things, and we don't have to talk about us. So other than that, you can say, okay. Comments by individual board members?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay. With that, if we get a motion, then we'll stand adjourned.
So moved.
Second, we're adjourned. Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate all your interest in being here today.
Those maps were for Jerry. He requested them at the last meeting that he's been here. I'll bring them for the next meeting.
Far than all right. We've got to go to the app.
What is it called?